Just how far will Iran push the international community this weekend? Well, today it reportedly tested two types of short-range missiles and a launching system. Iran's military freely admits that it was showing off its defensive capabilities, and it plans to keep up the missile exercises for 10 or 11 more days. In other news, this show of force does come just days after word that Iran is building a second uranium enrichment plant. These satellite images supposedly show the location by the city of Qom. The U.S. and its allies quickly condemned this project. Tehran says it's just a civilian nuclear energy program, but U.S. officials believe it is a cover for developing nuclear weapons. The Iranians say they will allow international inspectors into the plant. President Obama thanked the New York police yesterday for their security efforts at last week's United Nations General Assembly and for helping disrupt a possible terrorist plot. The White House says the president also called FBI Director Robert Mueller and, quoting here, underscored the need to maintain vigilance in protecting the country from terrorist attacks. Well, the FBI has been involved in terror-related arrests in Texas, Colorado, and Illinois this week. Meanwhile, though, President Obama says his administration is doing all that it can to restore the nation's economic health, and he insists some of the criticism of his economic policies is unwarranted.
So we are by no means the first generation of Americans to be tested, but tested we have been. Most recently, we've been tested by an economic crisis unlike any that we've seen since the Great Depression. Now, I have to say that some folks seem to have forgotten just how bad things were when I took office. They seem to be exercising some selective memory.
Well, he and the First Lady were guests last night at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual dinner in Washington.
Well, this week, a terror suspect arrested in the U.S. will be in court. The name, Najibullah Zazi. He'll be arraigned in New York on Tuesday, charged with conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction. Zazi is an Afghan national who's been living in the Denver area. Federal authorities suggest he may have planned to attack New York subways on September 11th of this year.